Cuba, and much more. Today is Thursday, August 17, 2023. The president of Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power, Esteban Lasso Hernández, commemorated Wednesday the 98th anniversary of the founding of the first Communist Party on the island by Julio Antonio Mella and Carlos Baliño. The also president of the Council of State pointed out on the social network X, formerly Twitter, that this fact is one of the historical antecedents of the formation of the Communist Party of Cuba, an expression of unity and continuity. For his part, the Secretary of Organization of the Communist Party of Cuba, Roberto Morales Ojeda, stressed on the same platform that the event represents an embrace of two generations, a historic struggle for independence and social justice. On August 16, 1925, Mella and Baliño founded the first political organization of communist denomination in the country, born to defend the interests of the working class and popular sectors. A look at the culture and creative industries in Cuba is the title of a forum workshop taking place at Salón de Mayo of Pabellón Cuba Exhibition Center in Havana on this Thursday and Friday. The event is part of the 22nd edition of the Arte en la Rampa Cultural Fair, taking place at the popular Havana venue, according to the Directorate for the Development of Culture, Industries, and International Cooperation at the Ministry of Culture, organizer of the event. The Cuban Fund for Cultural Assets and the Hermanos Saiz Association, which brings together young Cuban creators, are also organizing the event. The event's program includes two theoretical panels to share experiences, best practices, and challenges of the culture and creative industries in Cuba and their main characteristics. Executives, entrepreneurs, creators, artists, professionals, and the private sector's representatives will also discuss the culture and creative industries' potentialities so as to contribute to the sustainability of the cultural system and the country's economic development. Angola will develop a program to train doctors of science in different branches of knowledge with the help of Cuba, local media reported. The project, which defends an inclusive vision, is destined to become a key element to strengthen the country's scientific capital in order to place science at the service of national development, according to local television station TPA. The Ministry of Higher Education will be Cuba's institution that will cooperate in these efforts, and in the first phase, 22 Cuban universities will take on the training of PhDs in medical sciences and education, among other areas. The novelty is that doctoral students will not necessarily have to leave Angola to study, but will be able to complete their academic program virtually, thus reducing costs. Cuba has graduated more than 9,800 Angolan students at different levels of education, and Cuban experts have contributed to the development of education in this African nation. Cuba has an application for mobile devices with useful information on the group of 77 plus China, which will hold its summit meeting in Havana next September, as announced by Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. The Foreign Minister of the Caribbean Island assured on Twitter that, with the island as pro tempore president of the bloc, an intense diplomatic agenda was deployed at various levels whose activities are compiled in the digital tool. Rodriguez stressed that the application contains useful information on the preparation for the Havana summit of the G77 plus China, a group founded in 1964 within the non-aligned movement. The important extra-regional bloc faces enormous challenges for the development of its nations, which together represent 80% of the world's population and more than two-thirds of the membership of the United Nations. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.